This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Up whatever topic you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's a Tuesday night. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
And, you know, well, I know you're probably wondering where Ian is, so I'll quickly let you know he's off at some board meeting for the Cheshire TV or something like that. So he had to call in the big guns in order to save his butt, as usual. So here I am and bringing it to you. So, Johnny Ray, apparently there was a situation, and this story isn't particularly new, but there's some new news on the story. And it's it was a situation where a guy in North Carolina had a had the police come to his door, and they knocked on the door, and I guess asked for somebody who was there or something like that, and was supposed to be there, and they thought was there or had been lived there at one point or whatever happened. And the guy said, no, he doesn't live here anymore. And the police asked to come in and take a look around. And apparently guy's like, well, yeah, once you come back with a warrant. And so the police officers decided that they didn't like the idea of this guy closing the door on them. And
the one police officer seems to have been infuriated. He kicked down the door, entered the residence, and attacked the man, put him in handcuffs, tased him. He might have pepper sprayed him, dragged him out on the porch, and the man was fighting to get the taser from the police officer. And he dislodged the taser. The cops shouted, he's got the taser, he's got the taser. And then one of the two police officers that was there fired four or five shots, shot the guy in the mouth, shot him in the chest, and he died that night.
So this is murder, right? I mean, it is unconstitutional for police officers to just come into your home.
Right.
And this is murder. Now, are these police officers in jail?
No, they're not.
Are they fired?
They're on administrative leave.
Oh, they're getting a paid vacation.
Someone could make the argument, and this is the ridiculous argument, but someone could make the argument that once he got the taser from the police officer, that then he could have used the taser to acquire the gun.
I believe what he did was pull the taser barbs out. So this is what happens. When you feel pain in a localized region, you tend to reach for that region.
Right.
Police officers, if you're listening to me, somebody who reaches for the area that they're being tased is not a threat to you. They're not trying to kill you. It's, I mean, this is the kind of excuse they use all the time. And remember, these are the same people that will shoot your dog if they come into your yard, but mail carriers have been coming into your yard for years delivering your mail and have never shot your dog.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between pulling out taser barbs and acquiring a taser, though. If he acquired the taser, then he could have used the taser, potentially, to acquire the firearm.
Once it's fired, a taser's really only a one-shot thing, from what I understand.
I think some of them have a stunning, like a localized, like you can still push it into someone, yeah. like a stun gun.
I still don't think it's a particular reason to. The other officer still has a taser.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you have a non-lethal, when somebody has a non-lethal weapon, is it time to pull out a lethal weapon to shoot them?
Yeah, but they don't get that.
The incident happened last November.
Yep.
So this didn't just happen yesterday. And the reason that we're bringing it up, the reason that I'm bringing it up is because I saw a headline where the police and the authorities have declined to charge. They haven't declined. They haven't given any word. They're not commenting on whether or not they're going to charge them or not. The family is upset. They've been holding 50-plus people vigils outside the police station.
I bet that's pretty effective, actually. If you can get that many people to come?
Well, actually, I say that because the one number I saw was 80, but I'm just assuming that they can get 50 consistently because they've been doing it night after night. And
night after night? It's not even like once a week?
I had I can't confirm that. Okay. But multiple nights. And they're just, the story that I read today recounting the events of the night was surreal. They killed the man. They radioed for medical assistance. The one police officer who had fired the shots was, as his victim, who'd been shot in the face and several times in the chest, was gurgling blood and dying, the cop was sitting on the porch across from him, just staring at him, like with a dead look on his face. And the other guy
was... The way somebody reacts in a situation like that, I don't think that... Like, I'm not ready to indict the police officer simply on that fact.
I'm not condemning him. I'm saying that... I'm not saying that anything he did in doing that was wrong.
If you call, I mean, as long as he's called the ambulance in that circumstance, I feel like his reaction is sufficient, because people will react differently. If he's rocking back and forth giggling to himself, I get how that's going to look on the local news. But, you know, I mean, if some, the way somebody, you know, reports that, you know, somebody on the scene is going to report that, I don't feel like, I guess I feel it's irrelevant. What I want to know is I want to know the facts of the case. And if they kicked the door in when this guy said come back with a warrant, they're murderers, both of them. And any one of their, you know, like, would the police, why did the police who came, who found out these facts, not put them in handcuffs? Because that's what they would do to you or I.
Uh-huh.
If this situation was, hey, I came to this guy's door and I asked to come in and look around and he said, go away. So I became enraged. I kicked his door in. And then when he, you know, reacted poorly, I shot him in the face a few times. Then the police are going to be like, oh, yeah, your butt's going to prison and you're never going to leave. But if you've got the magic badge, we're going to have to give you the benefit of the doubt. So... I guess that's what I always, what really stung me about this particular story. I get that these police officers probably will be held account, but I'll bet you 2 or 3 years ago they wouldn't have.
Yes, that's right. And justice is not blind, and the reason that he gets, that there's some justice in this, if there is because the family of Mr. Livingston, who was the man who died, has had to go to an incredible amount of effort and energy in order to gin up these 80-person protests.
Right. If
in order to make justice happen.
If they didn't do that, what would the results have been? You have to ask yourself that. And the number is 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype. Our username is LRN. That says in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. At 855-450-FREE, let's go to a former police officer himself, Straight Razor, calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. So first of all, justice is a 5-year-old running around a room with a mallet at this point. But I would say one thing for everyone to keep in mind, especially our activists and everybody else out there, is... when something like this happens, it's going to be really hard to control yourself, to not be enraged and not to resist. But at that point in time, it's going to be really hard. You're not going to win.
Yep.
So the way I see it, and, you know, this is coming from a perspective of doing the job and seeing how other people act, and seeing the training. The best thing to do, in my opinion, is to live to fight another day.
Yeah, the results here are foreseeable, right?
Yeah.
Like what's his name? What was the victim's name?
John Livingston.
When John pulled, acted outraged, which is the normal result in a situation like that. When he acted outraged, and he, you know, let his emotions get a hold of him, and then he began to sort of struggle and that sort of thing. And getting tased, I see why somebody's going to struggle, right? But once that happened, then he's gone down a road. This police officer broke the law and should have gone to prison for that, kicking that door in. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, he should get 3 times the punishment that the average person would get for kicking a door in. I don't think this guy should see the light of day until he's 65. That's how I feel. And but once he did that, you know, like the guy was justifiably outraged. However, now he is irreparably dead.
Yes, and the thing, and like I said, what the thing to keep in mind here is that you're not going to win. There's another 50 officers on the other side of the ratio. And all this
and they're not gonna help you. They're gonna help the guy with the badge. Straight Razor, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live, your opinion.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance,
he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
859-428-1000
859-428-1000
DINOVITE.com
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
As the situation went down in North Carolina, it's been a couple of months since it happened, but there's an update on the story. Johnny Ray, tell it to us real quick.
Some Harnett County Sheriff's deputies executing a raid were looking for a man. The man didn't
Well, raid
that.
Suggests they have a warrant. These guys were knocking on a door looking for somebody.
They were trying to take a suspect into custody.
Yeah.
And the man apparently didn't live at the place anymore. The resident, John Livingston, 33 years old, told the deputy that he wasn't there. He didn't live there. They knew him, but he didn't live there anymore. The deputy said, well, we want to search the house anyway.
I bet they do.
John Livingston said, come back when you have a warrant, and he closed the door in the sheriff's face. The deputy sheriff kicked open the door, assaulted Livingston, tased him, dragged him out on the porch. There was a scuffle over the taser, and John Livingston, the officer, I should say, the deputy, shot John Livingston five times approximately and killed him.
Several times in the face.
Yeah, and the family is upset because the city won't tell them anything. John Livingston's mother, I believe it was, felt that a word from the deputy to Livingston's children would have been appropriate, but nothing like that.
Didn't happen, huh?
Yeah, and no charges have been filed. They say they're waiting on an autopsy. Livingston's family says, we know he was killed by bullets. The results of an autopsy will not will not clarify.
Turns out the guy you shot five times was killed by bullets.
Whether or not a crime took place here.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go to Tom calling in from, it looks like, Maryland. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I hate hearing these stories. In fact, I hadn't heard of this one, so thank you. They're very disheartening. And I agree with what the officer said prior to you taking my call.
That was Straight Razor. He's a longtime listener, and he's a former police officer also.
Probably in most instances, it's wise to not resist. You're probably not going to come out on the winning end. And if you do, you're probably going to be in more trouble. However, I maintain and I supported a law in Indiana. I maintain that it's perfectly reasonable and within your rights, if you wish, to resist an unlawful arrest.
I think it was a Supreme Court ruling in Indiana that says that you can resist an unlawful arrest with violence, right?
Well, I came out in support of a state bill. Now, this was not a Supreme Court ruling.
Okay.
The governor of that state, what was his name? I believe it was a Republican governor, a male. If I think of his name, I'll tell you. Anyway.
Don't worry.
He went ahead and he signed the legislation, and everyone was mad, of course. The FOP, the police were angry at basically what the bill says, and I will help anyone who'd like to get a similar bill passed in their state because I believe in its power to prevent things like this that much. What it says is that the Castle Doctrine, which most states have, does not exempt police in Indiana. So if a police officer decides he wants to, even with a lousy warrant, they get the numbers wrong all the time. It's like a surgeon. Surgeons don't normally cut off the wrong leg or remove the wrong organ from the wrong person. But police seem to lately have a problem. They have a problem with a lot of things, but I hear more and more about making mistakes on warrants. And so if you wake up in the middle of the night and you find strange men in your house with guns, you can shoot them. A lot of times, you're going to do that anyway and not realize they're police. Here's what I think the bill will prevent, or why it will prevent things like that. It will make the police afraid to come into your home. Basically, it turns the table. So the average citizen should not be afraid of having a situation like that occur. The police should be afraid. They should be extra worried that, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen if I knock on that door, do a knock and talk. And that's what happened in this case, I'm sure. And I'm sure the officer's going to say, you know what? My foot was right in the breeze. and he hit my foot, and therefore he assaulted me and battered me. And yep. I had every right to kick in the door. Actually, we're trained to do that. And normally I would tell people, you know, I have my foot here in the breach. Don't slam the door. Don't close it. I don't want to trick anybody, you know, because you'll smash my foot. And then I have every reason to come in. A lot of times they don't do that. It's a little trick they play. So with this law, I think it will prevent a lot of that garbage. And I know a lot of people will be upset with me, but, you know, I'll tell you, I'm sick and tired of hearing things like this occurring.
Well, one of the things...
I want everyone to be safe.
When you make the analogy to the surgeon, so the surgeons, I'm sure that when the first surgeon cut off the first wrong leg accidentally, he's like, hey, well, somebody told me it was this leg, you know, I just cut off the leg that I was supposed to cut off. And then, like, and now they have to check more and more thoroughly, you know, they'll write on the leg, don't, not this leg, that kind of thing. And they've become responsible because they're being held responsible. One of the reasons the police officers don't act responsibly is because they're not held responsible in certain circumstances like this. There are more than 50,000 raids in the United States. Some of those statistically have to be on the wrong residences, and they are. But the police officers who do those raids are not held responsible. The doctor that cuts off the wrong leg is. And if we don't hold police officers from the top to the bottom responsible, then they will continue to act irresponsibly. These are human beings we're talking about. We're not talking about a special classification of human. We're talking about regular human beings, and regular human beings, when they're treated like they're not responsible for things, will act irresponsibly, right?
Absolutely, and that's all this is. You're on the right track. This is simply a preventative measure, and you're right. They're human beings. Listen, I used to teach them towards the end of my career. They're little snot-nosed kids that are fresh out of college or high school, and I can knock them around when I'm training them and when they're under my command, and I can tell them all sorts of horror stories about what's going to happen to them if they pull this kind of nonsense with trying to trick their way into someone's house, but they're only under my purview for so long, and then they're out there, and they're doing things with their fellow officers, and they're learning bad things. You know, it's like being a parent. You can only do so much. You let them go, and you pray they do the right thing. For some reason, too many of them are doing the wrong thing. You know, I'd like to put my foot up their rear end.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Really appreciate it.
Mark, they're never going to be held to justice because they're all on the same team.
Well, you know, actually, I was just thinking of that, them being held to justice. And, you know, there are some products that are coming out now that are becoming more and more commonplace. These video, like, they hook into your doorbell, and essentially you have a camera at your doorstep so that when people, you know, call, you don't have to answer the door. You just talk through the doorbell, and then you'll have also a video recording of your interaction and what happens there.
And number's 855-450-3733. Are we on the wrong side of this? 855-450-FREE. Free talk.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometime. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
Talking about a story out of North Carolina where a guy tells some police officers who are at his door to go get a warrant if you want to take a look around. And the police officer becomes enraged. One of the police officers becomes enraged. They kick the door in, and after, you know, struggle ensues. The guy's been shot, like, several times. So it's a tragic story. We've had a couple of people call in that just sort of realize that, well, you know, if you struggle, this is likely to be the result, even if you're in the right. You know, got two guys trained to use weapons, and they're going to use them if you struggle against them. Better off to fought this in court.
Mark, what if I can interject, one of the things that brought this story brought to my mind was Barry Cooper's advice about what to do if the police come knocking on your door.
What's that?
That was to lock the door and through the window say, if you have a warrant, go ahead and bust the door down. And I've given that advice out on this very radio show, but is that good advice?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like
it could get you killed.
It sounds to me, if I don't know about the door locking part, I guess is the reason he says lock the door so that they can't just try the knob and come in if they feel like it. They have some commitment to kicking the door in, but. Like, if you run from police officers, when they catch you, even if you're on the ground, face down, prone, waiting for them, the chances are you're going to get, you know, You're going to get beat on in all likelihood. At least I've seen plenty of videos where that has happened. How's that?
Yeah, I saw a video of a guy who got ejected from a minivan, hit a highway sign, and was lying motionless, and he was descended upon by
six or seven cops, I think.
It turns out that the guy was
in boots.
As I understand about that video, that guy was actually dead, and the police officers were beating a dead man.
Wow.
Which shows that he was not resisting, right?
Right.
Or at least they're going to tell you he was dead because they probably killed him.
Austrian economists, well, I saw the video. They didn't get beat on him for that long because he didn't react.
They looked like they were beating on him hard enough to kill him.
I suppose. Austrian economists like Hoppe, Rothbard, they adopted in their writings a position against open borders, a position that many libertarians take. David Hathaway, in his new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders, takes apart these arguments against open borders while still supporting the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto his or her property. You can get a copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon and get it in either its print or Kindle form. Again, it's called Individual versus National Borders. Immigration, Individual versus National Borders.
That sounds like a book like that could clear up some questions.
Yeah,
it's a foggy area.
He's clear. He's very clear on the subject, and he's quite a thinker. Let's go to Laura calling in from Colorado. Laura, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Hi, you guys. Wanted to say that you all sound very cheerful tonight. Ian was kind of sounded grumpy last night, so maybe it's a good thing that he's getting a little break tonight. And I don't want Ian getting mad at me, but, you know, he did sound grumpy last night, so
I wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Ian's about as dangerous when he's angry as when he's not.
I said grumpy, just kind of grumpy, you know, so I was like, oh, you know, so somebody needs to buy Ian an ice cream sundae or something. But anyway, wanted to say an armed society is a polite society. And, you know, that's like one of the best bumper stickers that I think anyone could have on their vehicle. But, you know, getting into the topic, 50% chance nowadays, 50% chance that when you encounter a police officer, you could be murdered. That's how bad it really is.
What?
And it doesn't matter.
I don't understand the statistics here, Laura.
Where did this statistic come from?
I mean, surely there's a lot more police contacts than there are, you know, there's more than just the twice the number of people killed. I don't get it.
Okay, no, and I'm not saying it is a statistic. Okay, the gentleman that had his door kicked in was killed. He was murdered. Okay, there is a 50% chance he would have had the bad cop at the door, or it could have been someone that actually knows what the Constitution is. So
half the cops stink. Got it.
Right. Well, I mean, you just don't know. When someone comes to your door or someone wants to pull you over, you just don't know what kind of a person you're going to be dealing with, because our police systems and our law enforcement systems are so out of control right now. And so it's very dangerous.
Well, I'd say they're out of control because of incentives, though, Laura. That's what I think the reason is that they're not being generally held accountable, because the benefit of the doubt is often given to law enforcement. And I can see why people do that. I did it for years here on Free Talk Live.
But the problem is
when you continue to give the same group the same benefit of the doubt over and over again, somebody in that group is going to take advantage of it, and it's going to create a culture of people that take advantage of the benefit of the doubt. And I don't know how long it's gone on, and I'm not sure how deep and embedded the culture is, but I can tell you that there are plenty of situations where police look like a bunch of entitled babies.
Well, and that, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, we already have laws existing, so the laws are not being followed. You know, we could make 5,000 more laws, but as long as you've got district attorneys and state attorney generals that refuse to prosecute police officers who murder innocent people, it doesn't matter how many laws you have. It doesn't matter how many times you go to court. We've all heard of these cases where you go to court and the judge would not allow certain evidence to be presented.
Apparently.
That was a weird sound effect at the end of her call, too. It sounded like she was popping like a bubble.
The Fraternal Order of Police got to her.
It was just like... And she was done.
But, you know, when a prosecutor is faced with like a mandatory minimum, or they're prosecuting a what Will Grigg calls a mundane, somebody who's not part of the enforcement cast or the government,
yep,
they can resign, they can condemn them and resign them to life imprisonment with just a stern face and, well, I've got to do this for society.
Yeah, Western civilization could crumble if I don't hold these people to account.
But when they're faced with prosecuting somebody that they know, somebody that they work with on a day-to-day basis, who's, you know, basically an appendage to their office,
yeah,
then they don't do it. They do not take on that stoic mask and do what has to be done. They let them off because they can't, because they're human beings.
My experience with the state's attorney's office is many of them are former police officers. You know, the smart cops get tired of sitting in the car watching speeders go by.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're reading the law books and that sort of thing. These are the ones that sort of graduate to the state's attorney's office.
So, you know, she was saying that statistic of the, you know, like, oh, you have a 50-50 chance of, you know, like
50% of the time, all the time.
Yeah, which is just being pulled out of thin air. But if we wanted to actually make that into something where we can actually talk about that as possibly a real statistic, so according to Sam Harris, he's, you know, he does a lot of research on this type of stuff. I found out he has published this. The average American has a 1 in 250 chance of being robbed, assaulted, raped, or murdered each year. And actually, the chance is probably greater than this because we know that certain crimes such as assault and rape are underreported. And he goes on to talk about those statistics in different areas. But basically, I want to just focus on that one because it's talking about the average American. And we know from other statistics that we found out that the police are now the majority of property being seized, so it kind of almost makes
so police seize more policing organizations seize more property than burglars.
They rob more people than actual burglars do. So it kind of would make sense to me to think that, hey, you know, maybe they're on par with criminals in other areas too. So I'm betting that this 1 in 250 chance of being robbed, assaulted, and raped by criminals, probably also because the police are basically criminals, so it probably holds true that the 1 in 250 chance of being robbed by an actual criminal is probably equal to being robbed, murdered, or raped by a police officer as well.
I don't know.
Police rape people, too. I mean,
yeah, they do. There's no doubt that you know, police killings and rapes and these sorts of things occur, but there's some awful lot of speeding tickets that are given out in this country, and
most people
just walk away from that without something terrible happening.
Sure.
So I don't think it's 1 in 250, but they could be wrong. 855-450-3733. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-453. You can call in, talk about what's on your mind. But what we've been talking about is this situation in North Carolina where this this para-police officer has come up to a guy's door. He says
sheriff's deputies.
Whatever. Is there really a functional difference?
I don't know.
Okay, so the sheriff's deputies come up to the guy's door. They say, hey, we're looking for so-and-so. He says he doesn't live here. They say, can we come in and take a look around? He says, sure, get a warrant. Goodbye. Click. Close the door. This enrages the police officer. One of the police officers, he begins to kick on the door. I assume his buddy helps him. They then go in. They tase the guy. As the guy resists, and I don't know anybody who doesn't resist upon being tased, they then shoot him. So we don't know exactly what occurred, which is, A, one of the problems of police officers not having cameras on their bodies, right? Like, wouldn't it be nice to have the video footage of what happened here?
Right.
That way we're not guessing?
In the story, it suggests that there may have been video from one of the witnesses. But I think that's been taken by the police.
Okay. Well,
excuse me, the sheriff.
I also feel like he would be fully justified. Like, if you say, come back with a warrant, click, lock the door, and then the police start to kick in your door, you know, with no warrant, that, you know, fully justified, just shotgun, right as the door gets kicked open, full of, you know, face full of.
So this is, I can totally see why people feel this way.
Right.
This nation has turned the corner in the last several months on police officers, and you can see the full force push from the Fraternal Order Police, the lives of police, the lives of police, the relatives of police, all these people. They're now on a full frontal, oh my God, you said something about a police officer, like anything anybody says.
Right.
You won't believe the backlash I got from the Customs and Border Patrol checkpoint that's in the United States, detaining me without reasonable articulable suspicion that I committed a crime, which in my opinion is contrary to English common law, contrary to the Constitution, contrary to the laws of the United States, at least some of them.
And, you know, you wouldn't believe the backlash I got. Just because I have asked a question and demanded an answer. I demanded an answer from some right. law enforcement agents. So the push is on. I can see why people feel the way they do. But really what's going to make the difference is the videotape, the court cases,
yep.
the holding the police accountable. Because a few dead cops is only going to enrage the copsuckers out there. The people who are just, I believe a police officer, no matter what they say, they get the benefit of the doubt. I can look at video that obviously shows several felonies being committed by law enforcement officers, and I can still come up with excuses. That jerk, that person, right. that un-American, sniveling sycophant, that person... Nothing is going to make them believe otherwise unless you have the nicest person in the world saying, sorry, officer, what you're doing is illegal.
Right.
Can you step away from the door? Can you go back to your cruiser now? Please, pretty please, can you go away now?
Yeah.
Now's the time to go away. I'm going to have to call your supervisor. You're like, you have to, I don't know what there is to convince a certain amount of Americans, but at this point, the wave has begun. And right. I believe police are put on notice. I think these guys are going to get found guilty, ultimately, of something. They aren't going to get found guilty of what they deserve, which is murder and the rest of their lives in prison. And anybody who covered up for them and anybody who, allowed them to get away with this, those people, yeah, that's got to go.
One more thing from the story, Mark. Quote, Lovings, who identifies herself as Livingston's mother-in-law, said she now sees this whole thing from a whole different perspective. I used to think the Michael Brown thing was just a bunch of people being crazy in the street, she said, from her mobile home in Pine Ridge Estates. Now I get what the Michael Brown thing is all about. I've never been prejudiced against black people, but I was thinking if they weren't out there being thieving, it wouldn't happen. I was brought up where cops were good guys. Cops didn't do bad things like this. That's what I thought. My Bible tells me to respect the law and the government, Loving said. Even now, how many people openly open up their door to a police officer at 3 in the morning knowing they're not coming for you and they want to go through the hallway just looking for somebody? How many people would let them through the house? That's all John said. Come back with a search warrant.
Yeah, by the way, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. It was very early. And that's the way I see the Michael Brown thing, too. I'm pretty sure Michael Brown was a robber. Like he had robbed that store, and I'm probably pretty sure that was a legit shoot in the Michael Brown case. However, if you look at story after story that compiled before the Michael Brown case, regardless of the facts of it, this is kind of what happens. Is if you sweep it under the rug and you look the other way over and over again, pretty soon people are gonna they're gonna lash out, and it isn't just Black Lives Matter.
Right.
It's a lot of Americans that are sick and tired of it because it isn't just black Americans the police officers can get away with doing what they want. This guy wasn't black, had nothing to do with being black. I don't usually bring color into it. I prefer to leave color out of it. I wish color wasn't an issue.
Wasn't, for example, the baby that got its face blown off by a flash grenade, a flashbang grenade thrown into its crib, the result of the police raiding the wrong house when they were looking for a marijuana, grow off to bust, and like, oops, wrong house. Oh, sorry, we blew your baby's face off.
Yep. They had, I think,
nothing happened to them.
They had the right address. There was just nothing there.
Yeah, well.
Or it was an old. Yeah, well, either way, it was.
Outdated.
Clearly, they didn't intend to blow the face off of the baby.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Let's go to Dean calling in from Arizona. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just have a wild idea as to how to hold the police accountable. I know it would probably never fly, but it's not an original idea. I had a friend suggest this to me as the. For our elected representatives and presidential candidates. But as far as, the judges and the prosecutorial section and the police should all be separated. And I think the only way to do that is to, like, for your judges, you have a lottery. And you select different people out of the community to be a judge for a while. The same thing with the...
That's what they do with jurors.
What they do with jurors, but it's not the same.
Okay.
And you have someone from the community not dedicated professionally to decide on which cases that they're going to prosecute. I don't know. It's just,
that's what a grand jury does, right?
Yeah,
that sounds to me like an absolutely, I'm sorry, I'm going to be the one to say it. That to me sounds like an absolutely abysmal idea.
Why?
Because, first of all, like, judges go through a whole ton of education to actually understand the law, then to be able to judge it, and the average American is an idiot. And I'm sorry, I don't want
the
idiots,
average judge.
Yeah, I don't want idiots judging a case. A jury is one thing, right? It's one thing to have a jury, you know, doing that, because they divide it amongst 12 different people so that, hey, maybe we'll get some sort of modicum of intelligence out of 12 brains. But to have a judge be, you know, the average beer-swilling, you know, moron judging what's going to happen in a particular case? No, I just know that's
how
not
about this?
Yes,
if a judge or prosecutor... If a judge or prosecutor is shown to be wrong, right, like they bring a case and they're wrong, they've got to do 25% of the time that the defendant, that they were trying to bring on the defendant. So I'm sick and tired of these people not having any skin in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
because they can bring a case on you and it doesn't cost them anything.
Yep.
But it'll break you. The rest of your life, you're broke.
Yeah. It was my mistake to think that there was a few people in the country that operate on common sense.
The problem is that they do, but you can't find them. There's no test for figuring out common sense.
That's true. That's
thanks for the call, Dean. 855-450-3733.
Some very interesting opinions on how to reform the police. But I'm telling you, you cannot make government better, ever. It can't be done because the reason is not in the intricacies or the policies or the way that they're organized. The reason government sucks is that you don't have a choice. Their power is backed up by the sidearms on their hips, and that's where the power comes from. And if their power didn't come from their ability to coerce you, then they wouldn't be the government anymore.
That's essentially what it is. And if competition is probably the single most effective thing to bringing better customer service, and that's what we're looking
for. Amen.
We're looking for better customer service from our protectors, and that's what police are. Their obligation is to protect. So supposedly, that's the idea, is their obligation is to protect you. And if you want better protection, and not people that, you know, police officers that just support the government and do what their bosses tell them, well, you're going to have competition. Because that's the only thing that works. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.